All right, hey guys, awesome day today. We had some guests in town, and so it was awesome having Bruce Smith here. And just like where we had Freddie Roach in a few weeks ago, another Hall of Famer here, and love hanging out with guys who've done it at the highest level, and that's certainly the case with Bruce. As far as practice goes, it was great to see our running backs getting started on the individual today with Tevin and Devontae both, Brooks Reed as well. So having some of those guys back into the mix today was the first step, and then, you know, kind of moving back into practice. I was really pleased to see that. And with that, I'll open it up some questions about practice.
Yeah, Coach, how did the tackling grade out on the film? Looked good on the first review. But
yep, we were in the single digits for misses, and usually that's where if we're under 10 early on, that's kind of where we're doing okay. It's going to be a point of emphasis every week, and it's just something that we're going to continue to keep drilling, keep working. I was pleased our attempts on the ball. You know, we got a couple fumbles out. We didn't get them all, but we had a couple that came out. So our mindset for tackling and going after the ball, was, you know, it was alive, and we're going to keep drilling that as hard as we can.
How did Devontae and Tevin look? I mean, obviously, I probably can't say yet what the status is for Friday night, but how close are they to getting back out there?
I think they're getting close. They participated in the walkthrough last night and then participated in the individual session today. So let's see how they respond. The individual part is challenging. It goes, and then the next step will be putting them into the teamwork. And then as we take it through the week, then I think we'll have a good sense for it. Mm-hmm. So we're certainly hoping to have them back for it, but we're only going to put them out if they're ready to rock.
How important, obviously, particularly with a rookie and the other guy who's only been around a year in the league, I mean, it's not like necessarily a veteran. I'm sure you want to get them some time out there.
It's totally important for them just to kind of get into the rhythm and get in the routine. That was why we wanted them. They went through pregame last mm-hmm. week just to get that part of their game down. How do I go about getting myself ready to play? Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping that the next step is this week, and as we go through the next 3 or 4 days, then we'll have a better feel.
What could a young player like Rashid Hageman learn from
Man, I don't know if there's enough time in the day, you know, just because even for me, you know, like I learned a lot. I think when you deal with somebody that has that kind of expertise at something, so we sat down for a half hour and I listened to him, you know, talk about pass rush. So, you know, like I got better today from being around Bruce. And so, you know, what an honor it is for us to, you know, have him here and help work with our guys just, you know, for a short time. So there's so much respect for him and his game and his approach. So, you know, it was awesome to have him here. So, yeah, I think it's endless, that relationship, how, you know, how far it can go, and just a little tip that can lead to something bigger.
Well, how did she grade out in the first game? I know they didn't play that much.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of turns, but it was, I would say, you know, in his performance, I think he only had maybe 8 to 10, somewhere pretty low. So, you know, there wasn't anything that stood out one way or another. You know, it was solid across the board, but nothing that's made you jump out one way or another.
How did you guys go back and evaluate the two quarterbacks after you looked at it on film? And it looked like Renfrew got a little bit more opportunity today.
And I thought so too, because, you know, in the game there were some really good moments for Renfrew. I think you guys saw the boot where he stood in there, took a shot, you know, delivered a nice ball to the flat, and I thought he did a really good job managing the 4 minutes. So total competition, you know, open for those guys. As we're going through it, it's you know, right there, the central theme of what we're doing is competing. So it's against each other. It's going against one another. So they're right there in the middle of it.
So did he earn a little bit more of a look
We'll
today?
See as we go, but he did earn a little bit more. I don't know if he earned it over him, but we wanted to give him some turns, today too.
Right. Robert Alford did some nickel, and I know yes. that has to do with probably with Trufant being out. But how important is that to get him some reps?
It was really important. It's one of the things I was looking forward to today's practice. I'm looking forward to going inside and watching. He's such a competitor inside. He's a really good tackler. So I think he's got nickel ability. We've tried Phillip in there as well. So there's a number of guys we're going to roll through. It's another skill that you can add to the team. And I think Rob has that too.
But you still love how he's been playing outside?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a function of not playing outside. But sometimes just the matchup and training more guys inside is important too. We generally look for corners who can play outside and play inside, as opposed to just a nickel.
Regarding the offensive line, will we still continue to see like the combinations going into this week?
I think so. Yep, we're still, you know, right there in the middle of it at center, and I certainly thought Chris Chester, you know, was one that jumped out at guard. Both Jake and Schrader, Tyler Columbus, you know, we're going to keep working those combinations as we're going through. James Stone is one that's going to work at guard and center. I like the attitude of the group. I really do. And just like as we went out here today, our sole focus today was, can we get better? You know, so every guy working on something to improve. So I'm sure you saw some guys before practice, after practice. So all of our effort, you know, like the whole reason we're here is to get better. So that was the whole mindset, you know, at practice today.
How's Matt coming along with the trying to be more mobile? And I mean, as Coach LaFleur said, he's got some sneaky athleticism to him. And you know, what's the thinking there? Obviously,
it's on the keepers. That's the biggest thing. Yeah. So on the wide zone and the keepers that come off it. Mm-hmm. So for him to be able to go and attack the perimeter when it's there to take it, you know, and there's some yards where he can go down, not contact. That's really what we're looking for. Not making him into a zone read quarterback necessarily, but when there's yards for him to run, you know, we'll encourage him to do that.
Is he, you know, he has such a reputation as a drop back kind of pocket passer, but has he, you know, did y'all notice right away when you got here that he, well, maybe he can move? I mean, we see
yeah,
him
you certainly
can.
Like,
when he can
and
run
it's,
a little
when
bit.
When a guy's got a really good skill set like Matt, whether it's drop back or on the move, you know, Matt's a good player in any system, and that's what makes, you know, him so unique. And I think oftentimes it happens with good players, defensive guys. Is he 3-4 player, 4-3 linebacker? Like, when you're a good player, you can play in any system, and that's the truth, man.